Hey, TWIP Army. This is kind of a special, unplanned episode of TWIP. So what happened was, normally, once a week, I do a critique session for the TWIP Pro members inside the TWIP Pro community. And this week's guest critic was Renee Robin. You may have heard of her. If not, check her out at reneerobinphotography.com. So Renee joined me in a hangout, and what we do is we go through the images that were submitted from the members inside of the TWIP Pro community for critique. So we were doing that. At the end of that critique, as things typically happen when Renee and I speak, it went in a completely different direction, and we started talking about the reasons why people shoot. Like, why do you do photography? Do you do it for money? Do you do it for likes? Do you do it for ego? You know, what are your reasonings? And more importantly, how do others' opinions affect what your original vision for the photography was in the first place? So I decided, instead of just, normally these videos are exclusive to the TWIP Pro community, I thought that conversation was important enough to release to you guys into the main feed as well. So here is that conversation. It's pretty quick. It's only about 15 minutes, 15 or 16 minutes. So give it a listen, and I would love to know what your opinions are about the topic. Okay, here you go. This is TWIP. The subjectivity of judging, even what we're doing, critiquing, right? And the subjectivity of it all is, it seems like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, they can give you substantive, actionable ideas to make your photography that much better. But on the other hand, they're just humans just like you and I and have opinions. And their opinions may not be in alignment with what you think your image is for, which may derail you in terms of, you know, well, I thought this was amazing. I was trying to show this, this, and this, and they said it sucked. So now you may alter your vision as a creator, right? You may alter your vision to do something different based on what this person said arbitrarily. So what do they do? What's the solution?
I mean, the solution is, and what I've done, at least for me, and that's all I can say is the solution, was to get a lot of different opinions on the work, depending on what I want to do with the work. So if I'm trying to impress an ad agency, then I'm going to go talk to people who I know who have worked at ad agencies and say, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong? Am I wanting to just please myself? Then I'm not asking anybody any opinion anywhere. I'm just making this because I like it and that's it. You know, am I trying to get wedding clients? Well, then I'm going to talk to people who are specialists in that field and say, hey, if I'm doing this, 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 and this, what do you think of this? And of course, I don't work in that world. But if you're an amateur, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's important to try and find ways to enjoy what you're making for as long as possible. Because once it turns professional, it changes it. You know, it's no longer about like skipping through the daisies, making whatever you want and feeling good about it. And then somebody's hopefully going to pay you, and everyone's chasing. And hopefully, you know, every now and then one of them makes it. But even Hans Zimmer is trying to retire from making music for a movie, for like superhero movies, and they keep pulling him back, but he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
And that's Hans Zimmer.
Right.
I mean, so as far as that opinion goes, then I think you just have to keep your mind clear on what you want and what you really want. So you have to keep redefining what success means to you over and over.
But see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like how, and I'm sorry for going so deep on this, but I'm interested. You're the perfect person to ask this. And while we're talking about this, I'm gonna screen share your website here.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's there, so you go. Date.
So here's some images that Renee has done. When you're starting in photography, and I would argue most any hobby or profession or craft that requires creativity and is subjective, when you're first starting, you're fueled in a lot, depending on the person, obviously, but in a lot of ways, you're fueled by others' opinions, right? People will get into photography and they're like, you know, well, mom and grandma and dad, everyone says that I'm a great photographer and I should pursue this. They may or may not be, but they're getting encouragement from other people. So they press forward, and the same thing with online, right? So you get a little micro endorphin ego polishing every time you get a thumbs up or a like or a great capture on one of your images, right? So, and you want that. So you get a little bit and you're like, oh, I got an endorphin rush last time I put this kind of thing up. Let me put some more of that up, you know? And then you keep going. That then it becomes a crowdsourced ego that you're feeding. How do you get away from that and get to like what you're doing, which is, you know, I just had this thing burning, you know, at the back of my skull and I had to create it. And there it is. If you don't like it, I don't care. How do you get to that point?
That's practicing extremely strong boundaries with yourself. And that's really hard to do because everyone, including myself, succumbs to the like, well, why didn't I get as many likes on that image this time? Well, that sucks because I totally liked that picture and whatever. And you have this emotional connection to it. And it may or may not have been good or not. And it could have been just the algorithm saying like, nope, you're not going to win today. And it could have been that maybe the image was really terrible. But the end of the day, you still have to figure out what your boundaries are. So if you want to go out and get likes and feel good about like what's going on in the pictures, but really it's about pleasing other people, well, go photograph pretty girls in pretty dresses in natural light, and you'll get tons and tons and tons of traction. Is that necessarily a thing that'll feed your soul? Well, that's up to you, right? Because it's like a drug hit. It is an endorphin rush. So then you have to say, well, it's going to have to get bigger because you're going to get numb to like, well, you know, oh, I got 50 likes in that picture. And then all of a sudden 50 likes isn't enough anymore. It's got to be 100. It's got to be 200. And it's got to be 300. Yeah. It's going to be 1,000 and 20,000. So you have to acknowledge that like that hit that's going on in your brain is just going to keep increasing.
And so it's like a drug, right? It's just like a drug.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So you're really going to have to have very strong boundaries with yourself, and however you build that for yourself is between you and you. It's not up to anybody else. I would definitely spend some time reading about psychology and reading about addiction, which sounds really strange to say, but social media and feedback it can become an addiction, but it also can be extremely helpful. So I would say it comes on top of boundaries. You have to know where the feedback is coming from. So great feedback comes from people whose work you admire and trust, and not someone who's just gonna like, you know, pat you on the back no matter what you did, saying, hey, you did a great job. And that's important too, because we all need encouragement as well, because we're humans. So it's this crazy balancing act that's never gonna be perfect. You're always gonna be screwing something up. but it's hard.
How do you, you know, you like friends and family and loved ones, you know, they're generally speaking overly complimentary on your work, even if it sucks, right? Which in some ways is a detriment, because you need harsh criticism about your work, right? You need someone to tell you, like you're saying, yeah, this is great, but the girl's butt was sticking out. So
The other side is it's like, well, okay, you know, to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, go for
but it's like, if you want to have an opinion on, you know, well, what do you want to accomplish with your artwork? Do you want just people to say nice things about it and then you go about your day? Then by all means, message your mom and message your family and message the people who are always going to say nice things to you. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with admitting the fact that I do this because people say nice things to me. Because for some of us, and a lot of us in different scenarios, that's sometimes the only place that people will say nice things to us, is when we do something that's pretty that people like, right? You know, life is hard. And that's what it is. But on the other hand, you know, if you're wanting to elevate your work and elevate yourself for yourself, for whatever that definition is, then you have to start finding places that you can trust that will give you reliable, honest feedback that is not Petapixel comment sections or 4chan or Instagram late at night, you know, where right. people get just destructive and they're not helpful at all. You know, it's finding those places wherever those exist for you, and those are going to exist at different places, you know, on the internet and in person. But yeah. I would say that your family, your spouse, even if your spouse is like super hardcore and super judgy, you know, their interest is still in seeing you become a better person. And so sometimes they're not as harsh as they need to be. But this is a conversation between you and yourself and no one else. And, you know, that's kind of where I sit on that. I mean, I could ramble for a really long time about it, but I
love it.
I'm like slowing myself down. Like, shut up.
Turn my governor down a little bit. No, that was good. And like I said, I was showing some of the work that you've done as you were talking there. And so people can judge for themselves if you suck or not. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. And there's lots of people out there who say that I'm just like the worst artist ever and whatever else.
Really?
And I'm fine. Oh my God.
You've got a crowd of haters for some reason.
The hate mail.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God, the hate mail I get is ridiculous. I'm like,
but it's a testament to the thickness of your skin, because you plow on and you're like, I don't care what these people think, I'm still gonna create.
Oh, that does not mean that I don't sit there wrapped up in the blankets with a whole bunch of tears and some Kleenex every now and then of just being like, this is stupid, I hate this art. It happens. Yeah.
The internet. Yeah, because, it's the internet.
Yeah, be as thick skinned as you want. It's hard sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah.
Have a bad day and somebody's like, you suck. And I'm like, oh, like, what if I do suck? And then, like, the spiral starts out of my head, right? Of like, oh my God, what if I am actually the worst person ever? And I'm like pro killing animals and like, you know? And then this dialogue starts, and then like, it's just like how it goes.
We're all like that. We are all like that. It's exactly. The same thing. But at the same time, I mean, I look at it like, you're not old enough to know about this, but back in the day, man, that sounded so condescending.
It kind of a little bit. Yeah. 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 I got a present for you.
Reverse ages.
Happy birthday.
I know. No, but like back in the day when I was learning photography on film, it was insular, right? So there are very few people. Even if we had Photoshop to put, you know, to make 9 gigabyte files or whatever, and we finished this masterpiece that we thought was the best work we'd ever created, there's only a handful of people that would ever see it. Like, yeah. Literally, we're creating for ourselves, and maybe a couple of other people that happened to see the print that came to wherever the print was hanging. You know, there wasn't like an online community of anonymous people. That's the key, of anonymous people that could trash your work with impunity, or that could give you and heap unwarranted, in some cases, praise on you to push you in a direction that you shouldn't have been going in. So
yeah,
it was,
the hate mail and the praise have the same value online, which is something to keep in mind. Like, those likes and like, great photo and the great capture are just mm-hmm. as useful as like, you're horrible and you suck and you should never take pictures again. They both have the same value. On the internet, they have the same value.
Yeah.
Until either you suck is coming from your mentor of being like, oh God, all right, so I'm going to take that with some weight, or this is really great and this is why. It has to come from trusted places. So you forget, though, I've been in this industry for 20 years as of next month. So I remember the before digital days very well.
20 years? What?
Yeah, man.
What? Okay, you're a vampire. I understand. See, you are a vampire. I understand. Well, so am I. So we're good. You know, we should hang out. We should hang out.
When I'm like your age, I'm gonna like 90. Yeah.
I know. Well, I am 90.
Skin is not
so.
Gonna hold up.
I don't know. I think you're doing just fine. Well, cool, Renee. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. This was awesome. And I think the folks that are going to watch this are going to get a lot more out of it than just the critiques that we did, which I was hoping for. So when you and I talk, it's always like this. Even if no one's listening, it's always like this. You know, we have a real conversation about, normally it skews geeky. I'm surprised it didn't skew about, you know, time travel and you know, the multiverse and all that this time. Yeah, quantum physics, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Very cool. All right. So the URL that you want people to go to, is it still reneerobinphotography.com?
Yes, sir. Although the website is in the process, I'm rebuilding a new one right now. So we'll see whenever that goes live. Who knows? We were just, I'm doing this giant migration of everything from one platform to Google, and I'm learning that it's like holding on to a pack of angry honey badgers that are covered in oil.
And are hungry, and they're starving. God. They haven't eaten in 3 days.
Oh, it's just horrible. It's just the worst experience ever. Like, thank you, ma'am. May I have another? It's just bad.
It's like me. What you're going through is similar to what I'm going through with like getting all this live streaming stuff configured. I was telling someone the other day, yeah, have you ever read the Stephen King book, Pet Cemetery?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Remember in the, if you remember the book, I think they had this in the movie too, but in the book there was this thing they called the thicket where, you know, in order to get to the pet cemetery to bury your dead thing for it to come back, you had to go through this thicket, which was designed to not be easy to pass. But once you got through it, you got the good stuff, which was, you know, life after death for what we know how that turned out. The thicket is what I'm in now, you know, or hopefully I think I'm getting through it almost, but it feels like I'm going through that thicket learning how to do live streaming. And that's what you're going through with this Google migration.
I got Gandalf right now, like, you shall not pass. And I'm just like, it's like raging Balrog, just like, watch me, I will burn everything to the ground. And Gandalf's like, nope.
You should use this experience and channel this feeling of angst and Googleness into some art. I want to see how would this manifest in a Rene Robin piece. I would love
it wouldn't. It just makes me want to like stick holes in things.
This would be a black screen.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like me repeatedly bashing my own head into the desk, just being like, I hate this, this is why I pay other people, and it's not working.
I know. Trust me. We're in misery together.
Yeah. All right. Don't ever go photography professional. It's not photography at all. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
The more professional you get, the less photography you do.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know. All right. Well, thank you, Rene Robin. And we'll see you around the Twit Pro. Get in there and comment and tell some people what you think about their stuff. This is Twitter.